Welcome to the good stuff. If you're head honcho, queen bee, or top dog, this podcast is for you. Hosted by Tom Cashman and Sam Taunton. Two boys, two separate rooms, bringing you the inside scoop from experienced leaders and trendsetters. It's sexy, hot, and a lot of fun. They've paid me $20 to make this intro for them. Strap in. Because you're about to get a taste of the good stuff.
I was thinking of trying to do a joke about, because earlier today, Sam has been accused at the supermarket of
hoarding. Oh, yeah. Did I tell you about this?
Nah, what happened?
I went to the supermarket. It's chaos there. And I was like, I'm going to stock up on frozen veg. Like, I'm going to hoard. I'm hoarding.
As soon as the government says don't do it, I'm like, well, now I'm definitely
going to
do it.
Well, like, I hate the government. Of course I'm going to do what they don't want. So I get in there.
It's a political act. Nothing selfish about it at all. It's actually very left-wing.
I'm a freedom fighter.
It's anti-ScoMo to buy all the vegetables in the store.
So there's a thing on the... I went to buy frozen vegetables and long life milk. And there's a thing that says two per person. And I was like, yeah, but like, you know.
It's me. Yeah. It's the project, Sam Taunton.
You know, it's like, they don't know, but I was supposed to be on the project tonight. So I get like a bunch of them. I probably get 8 bags of frozen veggies. And then I go and get 4 long life milk. And then I'm at the self-serve checkout. And then once you get up to 2, a big thing comes up.
Oh,
I went to scan the third of each time.
Shame.
Oh my God,
a thing comes
automatic.
Up saying 2 things have been exceeded. And then the woman comes over and then she's like, looking, and she's like, you have to take them back. And then it's the self-serve checkout's full. And I was like expecting, because normally if you have something you don't want, you give it to them and then they like take it away. But then she was like, you have to take it back. Yeah. So there was like all this. I had to then exit the line, cancel my thing, walk back to the frozen section.
Everyone just staring the fuck at
I had an ally. There was a woman that was like, this is ridiculous. You're just trying to do your shopping. Yeah. Like,
she
who do
smokes,
they think they are?
She's smoking and cold.
She's pregnant and smoking. Like.
Yeah, rules are for idiots.
It feels wrong because it feels responsible to buy vegetables. So it's like you feel like you're
doing
a good thing and then you get punished. Exactly. How often are you buying like frozen vegetables?
I eat out almost every meal. Like, it's crazy that I'm even there. I felt so excited.
Totally. You're like, you're doing the right thing. He also, a few days ago, he was buying 2 condoms and he got tackled saying he wasn't allowed to buy a 6-month supply.
Did this actually happen?
No. I had another crazy thing happen yesterday. I was crossing the street and I was crossing Parramatta Road in Sydney, right, very close to here. And I was at the pedestrian lights and I went to, like, there was a guy on the other side of the street. He was waiting. So I didn't press the button with the knowledge that he would have pressed the button on the other side. I wait like 30 seconds. The pedestrian lights, the green man pops up. We start walking. We get across to the middle. And he said to me, he goes, you didn't press the button. Like, he'd been watching me and I was like, oh, yeah, that's all right. And he goes, it's not on me to press the button for you.
What? He was there before.
He got there at about...
You arrived.
We both kind of got there at the same time.
Oh, here we go.
I saw him press the button, and so I didn't press the button because I'm like, I'm not going to touch a button at this time without doing it. I get to the middle. We're in the middle of the road, and he's like, it's not on me to press the button.
But he'd already pressed it. So he
but
felt
he
that
was,
you'd waited and
he
made
thought,
him
yes,
do it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, mate.
He
Say
felt like he was
doing,
doing
it,
some
then.
Heavy lifting for me.
Yeah.
He should have felt like a bitch for doing it. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to stand up for this guy making me go boop.
You should have just said, yeah, but you're a lesser life form.
What?
And then walked away from him.
He did have crutches, which made, like, he was on crutches.
What?
But that's not really relevant at all because he pressed it before
How
I did.
How old was he?
Oh, 80 to 90 probably. No, he was like 30 probably. He was like a young guy.
So
he had
just
his knee
done
in
his
like,
ankle. At
he's done his ACL at touch footy or something.
Exactly, he's fine.
Yeah, but he was like a real being like, fuck you for doing it. Like, for he wanted, I think he wanted to feel like a victim.
Totally, but how would you figure out who presses?
Well, I think he wanted us both to like look after, you know, Jordan Peterson style, clean up your bedroom first. Yeah. You know,
someone
like,
has to do it. And who better than someone with 2 kind of like 5-foot long pieces of wood.
Stick, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
yeah,
the right
but
person.
No, but
to
he
do
still
it.
Used his hand.
Yeah, but that was his decision. I'm on your side.
If you're not on my side, you're crazy.
I tell you, I was at Coles. I went at 8 p.m. last night just to get some dinner.
I haven't seen toilet paper for months.
Oh, fuck.
When was the last time? I haven't seen. Like, I've got a bit, but I haven't seen the
How'd you get it, by the way?
I stole it from my Airbnb in Adelaide. I flew back with 18 rolls of toilet paper.
Someone just got convicted for this. I was going to send you the
link. You're kidding? No, they didn't.
I swear to God.
Well, that's not a crime.
Stealing from where?
No, I was staying in the Airbnb. You can steal the toilet paper in the Airbnb.
Look, I think you just...
Well, they know I just had a chronic diarrhea for 2 weeks.
They can't prove that you didn't shit that much.
You just got in under the statute. Someone...
That's not a new statute, toilet paper.
I think you'll find I know a little bit more about the law than you do, idiot. All right?
I don't know if it exists, but it's like that's a pretty funny specific thing.
Taking it across the border like cocaine.
I get my bag off the carousel and my bag's soaked. Like, it was raining when I landed. This was last Monday.
No.
And I was like, the fucking toilet. Like, I was furious. So I get it off the carousel, the bag's soaked. I open it up, like, and just to reveal, like, there's like 12 things of toilet roll, like, on top of the bag. No, 5 of them were pretty wet.
Yep.
But not wet enough to be like...
And you're just throwing them into the crowd and watching people fight over them.
Just turn into anarchy at the Virgin.
I don't need
the
this
Virgin
shit.
Carousel. No, they're all right. I've got to feel them back, but they're kind of... I can show you them right now. There's some brown marks on them and stuff. Like, yeah, but I'm still... At this time, they're still good. I've got to hold on to them.
You might want to let them go.
I mean, I told you about my friend who owns a toilet paper company.
Stocks are booming.
He said it's never been better. He created a new roll. They made a new roll of like...
I reckon they made a bunch of them.
But it's like different. It's like slightly thinner and it's like got more on it. Mm. And they like went to suppliers and like, do you guys want to see a prototype? And they were like, whatever you have, send it through.
Hang on. So they're making it like shitter because people's standards
They're making
are going
shitter.
Down.
So like instead of like, he's down to one, they're making one ply.
This goes against.
One ply because then you can make two rolls.
That is a good example of like, because I'm.
The decadent times we're living in.
Well, that's the thing.
Final days of Rome so with your things. 4 ply.
Exactly. Maybe that's just the graph that always changes when society gets to 4 ply. It crumbles and it goes down to 1. And it's just that forever. It'll never be the same. We're back to 2 ply.
Then we dig up old civilizations and you see the 4 ply.
I'm going to get buried. I'm going
to
get buried.
They're learning. It's like in 2019, they got to 4 ply.
4 sheepskins. You're like, oh, they had it good.
Sheepskins.
In the 1800s or whatever.
Exactly. Killing a sheep to wipe
your
ass.
Once I was stacking that up, you're like, no.
What did they do in the 1800s?
It's rag on a stick for a long fucking time.
For like majority of history.
Well, I heard I love a conspiracy theory, and a good one I heard about the toilet paper was a lot of it is made out of recycled paper waste, which I'm sure you know. And a lot of those factories...
Why does Tom know that? You pointed at Tom.
I do shit a lot.
You need. What did you say? You shut on the way here.
Book. Yeah. You read one book and he shits a lot. He nodded as soon as I pointed at him. So.
I did know that.
Yeah, he did know that.
That is the worst of the reputation as just a guy that shits so much.
But a lot of those factories are in China. And then obviously they were hit so hard by the virus, so they're shutting down factories, workers, all that. And it's like, well, that's got out that this is going to be a fucking commodity. Like,
but I think that was true, not in Australia, though. I think Australian manufacturing of toilet paper isn't based in China, but for other regions it is.
It definitely is for a lot of the world, I think, because they take 90% of our recycled paper waste.
Really?
Until quite recently. Yeah, that's why the recycling thing now is like... What's the point? Like, you create a bigger carbon footprint.
I mean, all
than
the
if
global
just...
things are fucked. You know, I used to, when I saw toilet paper that said, like, use recycled paper, I thought they were using recycled, like, already shat on used toilet paper. I'm like, oh, I don't
just
know about
someone
that.
Someone else's shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm buying the new one.
The word
sure.
of the day is someone else's shit on the thing. I reckon, like, you should just get a hose and just hose out your bum.
I mean, bidets sure. coming That's... in eventually would be good, but for now... I had a few petrol, I mean, I've told you guys I've done a few petrol station shits recently.
I haven't done one in my life. It's so crazy that you've done a few. Yeah. I will not shit. I'm not very good at shitting in public anyway. Like, I'll always try to go.
I hate it.
Petrol station's not bad though. Like, if you get one, it's like one by itself, you lock yourself in there and then you're kind of fine. And like, it's not as public. It's not like
But you were
cubicles.
Saying you were eating an egg salad sandwich. On the fucking toilet last time you were there, which is so fucking gross.
That is gross. It's almost like you've made that up. But I don't know if that's that much more gross.
I bought it. I was like, he's fucking serious. Yeah,
an egg salad. It's weirdly specific. But like eating anything.
Yeah,
I
hated that you did it.
Yeah. That's you at home just dreaming about what I'm eating on the toilet before yourself suck.
Yeah, I got a picture of you on the wall and schemes. Just like exactly. offshoots of things to get you.
New stories that you can devise that are based in truth somewhat.
Bring up book. Hopefully he hasn't read it.
Oh, man. Should we, I mean, tell the story about you, the lie that you have about me with the spreadsheets and that guy that we were chatting. I mean, we were all there. That's the trouble.
Oh, yeah. Is it too hard to?
Maybe too hard to explain.
Well, no,
you can probably do it. You're a good storyteller.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I probably don't know the order of the story properly. All I know is that you created a lie that Tom...
I used to live with Tom, for anyone who's listening to this. And I thought it'd be funny just to start telling people in life. I was like, Tom was single at the time. And I'll say this politely, fucking a lot of women.
No. You were going on some dating.
400 in a year is not a normal amount.
Yeah. That is too many.
I'm only fucking goofing. It was two or three, whatever.
For 200 or 300?
Hey, for the listener at home, you can decide the amount. Okay. The important thing is.
Well, I lived with you too. It wasn't that many.
No.
You were probably like, you know, yeah, a few.
Normal thing, and maybe the other guy that lived with me had a girlfriend, but jealous, you know.
And living vicariously through him.
Making him infuriated. Oh, God, almost making you want to start a lie that he spread.
How does he trick them? How does he do it?
That was weirdly the time he started self-sucking as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had a bath, so.
That's not permission.
It like is
looking for any excuse. To
it is that. Self. It is a version of self.
You
consent.
Act like a real estate.
If there's a bath in a house, you have. You can give yourself consent to suck yourself off.
You're the real estate agent showing people the house. Oh, bath. So as you can see, that's good for self sucking.
Now you strike me as someone who sucks himself off. You're gonna want to see this bath.
Oh my God, you're gonna love it.
Where do you want to sign? Now or later?
Exactly.
Bond is 40 rent.
This one actually has a jacuzzi, so you can both get in there and suck yourselves off at the same time.
It doesn't work, no taps, but you know, good swing.
I would. You'd just suck the other person off, wouldn't you?
I mean, I suppose that...
It'd be crazy to be lying next to each other, sucking yourself off.
No, you're not allowed. It's the bath.
I mean...
I guess in this time you can't.
I mean, what are we doing? Like, do you want to...
Now?
I mean, we all have enough distance between us that we could suck ourselves off right now.
I mean, that would be my preference. If I... Like, me or you guys, if I had to choose. Mm. But again, I'm opting for the coffee.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Than you? Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Right.
Okay.
Fuck, all right.
I don't know. Do you not agree?
Maybe. Anyway. So this spreadsheet.
I told a few people Tom had a spreadsheet that he kept of women he slept with, and he rated them out of like appearance, how good they were, like just common fill in
totally,
the blank.
Yeah. Tapping into a vague perception of me as being a bit autistic.
Yeah. But you also lean into that a little bit.
For sure, but not to the extent of.
This is kind of crazy stuff.
I mean,
but the thing is,
people just believed it.
What about you? Have a spreadsheet about episodes of a podcast you quite like,
which is way worse.
I mean, like that's more embarrassing, which is something I shared in confidence. But
you don't have to say what the podcast.
Yeah,
I was a big fan of WTF with Martin. In like 2009, I thought it would a good idea for a website would be to have reviews.
Shut the gate!
Reviews of
What's
WTF
up,
with Mark Maron. Oh, man, you say it like it's lame, but it was pretty cool at the time.
No, I did listen to it early on because podcasting was new and exciting.
Oh, it was pretty good.
And he had a garage, and that was
impressive. And you like comedy and stuff. But I just thought it would be a good idea for a website. And then to kick it off, I started making a spreadsheet of, where I think I rated out of 5. Each episode based on funniness and did a bit of a summary of the guest that was on and why they were good.
And then, I'll have some, Jared. Thank you,
Jared. He's pouring us a bit of a wine there. But
then what was
you
the,
didn't
the
know guy? About that at the time, though, Jared. So you were kind of a bit spot on that. I do have spreadsheets of that nature, but just would never apply it to anything sexual because I'm not a psychopath.
I'm one of your oldest friends. Like, I met you when you were a guitar act. So.
I mean, yeah.
Is Jared one of
really
your
trying to make it the mug off?
It's not your fault. Yeah,
talking about Aboriginal death and custody, trying to bring up my my old stand-up comedy act.
You didn't talk about that on... I could tell the tracksuit story. Oh, no, I'll tell that on your podcast.
Save that.
Totally
on your podcast. That's going out to the masses.
But, yeah, we should finish this story about the spreadsheet because point of that is Jared told a few people that...
But I told you I was telling people. Important distinction. Like, yeah. I wasn't just going deviously behind your back.
Totally. It was a running joke. And then we were chatting to some new comedian at a pub. We were having some drinks. and you said that about me in front of him. I'd heard it before, but it was kind of for his, you know, so he could have a bit of a laugh. And then
spread the laughs. Jared's a nice guy here.
And so I'm kind of laughing, like kind of, you know, being a good sport. And then before like I can deny it and kind of make it clear that it's not real, this guy says, "I have one of those." And we're like, "Oh no, I don't." Like that's a joke. Like, it's all made up. And he's like, "Yeah, me too. I don't. Yeah, what?"
Oh, you might have missed
it. I wasn't there. I didn't know that. And I just thought it was funny that you made up this thing about and then eventually Tom got annoyed because you were
That guy that we were at the pub with.
Yeah, I was there.
You were there. Yeah. You were stuck in the vortex.
Worst conversation.
Oh my god! And I missed that.
You missed the tale of woe. You missed all the good shit. You missed it all.
That was one of those classic.
Me and Tom were enthralled.
You know, him when walking back saying he had a spreadsheet like that, and then we're like, well, what's in it? He's like, "Not much." You know,
when you caught
him in
the lie, which is one of the boldest things I've ever seen anyone do socially.
Oh, he just gave us this extremely bullshit story about how he slept with this girl who like paid for the hotel room and then like brought him.
No, because he was on a date, and then he goes,
"Oh, this is about."
I mean, you just cut this out.
No, I remember. Tom, the first time I ever met Tom, one of the first times he caught me not in a lie. I was trying to be polite socially, but so I had done some gigs with Tom. And I was like, "This guy's great." And so I Googled Tom, and then his LinkedIn page came up. So then I went on his LinkedIn page, and then I was like, "Oh, cool, whatever." And then I guess I forgot that LinkedIn notifies of who goes on the page.
Slash locked it in your vault of a mind.
Of
back
course.
There.
Yeah. Anyway, so 4 days later, 3 days later, after another, we've been to a week of gigs, I'm trying to be polite, and I say to Tom, I'm like, "Oh, what do you do for a job?" And Tom goes, "You know what I do."
Because from my perspective, I've gotten a notification being like, "Sam Taunton looked at your LinkedIn page."
Oh my god!
And
that's
then
so,
someone
that's
asked
so bold.
A
they
question.
Like no social decorum.
But I would have, if I was, no, I would have just let it go and been like, "Yeah, man, I do a bit of. I'm a lawyer, you know."
But there's also though, how rare is an opportunity to call someone on? Like, you don't get the opportunity to know what people have seen, except on websites like that. So it's just such a rare thing to occur. So when it does occur, it's pretty funny to just say it. Fuck off. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a bit intense.
I love it. I love the other one.
No, it's very good. It was the right thing to do.
The other one was even crazier, but like, you're editing this. It's fine.
I mean, you can, say the story, I suppose.
But yeah, just cut it out if you're not with it, whatever. But because you missed this as well. But he had this story. He goes, "Yeah, you know, I'm doing that, talking about spreadsheet shit and all this stuff." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm getting back out." He had this great story about being left by his wife, and I loved all that. And that felt very raw and great.
I think I saw a bit of that, and he was talking about how he loved her, and they had kids.
And the kids and everything. And like, I was so into it. And then for some reason, he's
tried
to...
The real human tale.
Story top himself with the I'm getting so much pussy now, which maybe is like a psychological thing where it's like, you know, that was then, but this is now, boys.
People think socially that's like a cool thing to talk about.
Maybe 20 years ago or something, you'd be like, "Oh,
it's like we want pain. We don't want to hear success."
I mean, like Tom's got more piece of pussy than you could ever dream of.
I've seen the spreadsheet. Yeah. The numbers are quite clear.
Like, don't try to talk. That's not impressive.
Just
to
never
us
admit to having the spreadsheet, you idiot.
It goes
annoying.
It goes up in wintertime. It's weird. Like, it's like they want to cuddle more. They get cold.
He's got a lot of body heat.
Big hairy chest. They want to get in there.
Girls being like, "I don't want to go on a second date." I'm like, "Well, the data says otherwise." According to the data, you're pretty into it, actually. So she's like, "Well, can't someone argue with the algorithm.
Someone of your height and hair color. This is a slam dunk." But yeah, this guy was going, because he goes, "We're talking about dating and all that shit." And he admitted to having to spread all this craziness. And he goes, "Yeah, I went on the craziest date. I think we're talking about getting stood up." And he goes, "That ever happened to you?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that happened to me pre-apps or whatever." And then you were talking about it. And then he goes, "Yeah, I've only been stood up once. Went on a date with this chick off Tinder. I get there. She's not there. But then I match with this other chick in Richmond. I go out there."
Like Wally's waiting.
Yeah.
Wally's waiting.
In Richmond. So Richmond, Western Sydney.
Which is where I grew up.
It's not in Western Sydney, is it?
It's like it is. It's west. It's
would
like
it be the foot of the Blue Mountains?
Exactly yeah. where it is. It's on the border nearly of like...
So 2 hours drive maybe from where he was, which was like North Shore area.
Conservatively with no traffic, you could do it in an hour 30.
An hour 30, yeah, totally.
The most Sydney chat ever. Sure. So actually, if you know the back roads at all, I know.
For the story, maybe if it was fucking half an hour longer, you might be able to let that slide.
Matt, are you taking the toll roads or not? Like, how are you getting there? Get on the M5.
Do you have an e-tag?
In the tradition of you, I have to call you out on that. I can't let that go. So he tells him, and then he goes, I get out there. He goes, it's this crazy 4-star fucking hotel. You know, he goes, there's a fireplace when you walk in. It was like pretty detailed kind of lie. I thought,
he met this girl.
She's
girl.
Russian.
Beautiful. Like, this was the detail that got me. He's like,
the fireplace, was it?
Well, we chatted in a bar in a hotel, and she had a room, so they have maybe a drink there. They go up to the hotel. Then he's like, then we showered together. And I'm like, I remember being like, oh, had you like kissed?
Is she a sex worker? That's the other question.
I think he just went to a brothel. He's morphed it in his mind.
In his head, he's like, this will still go in the spreadsheet.
I mean, this place was great. There were girls everywhere. It was a 4-star establishment.
And then the next day, I went to this room where they had all these lollies. And for only 50 cents, they'd give you one of whatever one you wanted. So, yeah, it sounds like a lolly shop. Sounds like just a shop where they sell that.
It's making much more sense now.
He just doesn't understand what money is. He's like, they give you whatever you want.
I thought you said it's the fireplace that threw you off. Oh, it's the shower.
Fireplace was wrong, but then also the shower was like, when they go back to sleep
with someone,
showers first, you get all nude and see each other nude. Like, that just doesn't ring
which
true.
Is why I think maybe if it did happen, which it probably didn't,
but then
it could have been
you
a
might
sex
do
worker.
That in a sex worker context. But then he said that they had some fun together, and then she left and paid for the hotel room, and then he stayed there.
Oh,
he
was forget like, that bit.
It was like the best night ever.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Tom goes, what did you say exactly? Something along the lines of...
I had a few drinks, but I'm like, I just want to put it out there that it's possible that none of that happened. And you got stood up on the first date, and you just told your mates that bullshit story.
He said it to his face. And then he just goes, nah. It did. It did happen.
He's like, why would I lie? And it's I can think of a few reasons. Because the first thing is pretty embarrassing and the second one makes you look cool as hell.
It's so funny to get called out for lying.
It was just so insane. And it was delivered with an earnestness, which was, I found a bit insulting, I think. It's like,
bizarre to win. And I mean, I've spoken to you guys about this in stand-up, like when people win in stand-up, right, in their bits. But it's like weird to always win in stories, because the reality is you don't win in almost any story.
Life's a series of letdowns and then you...
Well, no, it truly is. So it's like
die
weird.
Alone.
And especially considering I'm always like cautious of someone when you're trading stories of losing, which is kind of getting stood up in this situation, then to be like, oh, I got stood up, just so he can have a avenue to talk about... fucking some Russian model in a fireplace in a 5-star hotel in Richmond.
But it's what's annoying about that. Plus, it's just clearly false what he's saying. So it's like, when people tell lies that badly, it's making you lie with them by like nodding and agreeing, which is like insulting.
Was doing that because I was a bit like, whoa, you know, I'm leaning. Yeah. He had me on the string for the first shit.
Oh, me too.
In terms of like a lie structure, amazing. Real raw emotional shit to ramp up to you.
And if you're listening to this, I want you to know this story is all happening while I'm stuck in truly one of the worst conversations next to these guys with a guy who's telling me about a podcast he's starting.
Yeah, who's one of your only true villains in the world.
I hate this guy. He always forgets my name every time I see. He purposely forgets
How many times do you reckon? So just to be clear, when we were chatting to this other guy we're talking about, you were there that night and you were talking to this guy who's forgotten your name...
10 times, 11 times, I reckon. And always kind of pops up weirdly around bars in Sydney. And he's like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, what's your name? This guy used to work at the Comedy Store. Mm. Like, I would perform and my name would be on the fucking sign out the front.
You've got to be careful to be...
It's actually like...
It's like a few... It's not like he has to remember every act's name, but it's like only by that, the 7th time... Where he's remembered people worked with or like met once.
But surely
before.
Then, so I probably performed 15 to 20 times when he worked there, and then I've met him 10 to 11 times
in
a social
situation. He's pretending, I think.
It's one of the all time.
Did I tell you how I ran into Rodney and I was describing this guy, and he was like, is his name what his name is. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I fucking hate that. He goes, I sat next to him at a dinner party once and I wanted to kill him.
Right.
It's such a good staunch butt because it's like your names, it's like you've got TV credits and he's still like, who are you?
Like, no, but I mean, no one know me from TV, but the worst part is it's like, I don't want him to know my name.
But you were saying
but he acts like it's like he's so sorry that of course I would want to know his name.
It's
you
fine.
Know, it's like
he's too apologetic. That's the thing. Because I've been there maybe three or four times where and I think he's very forthcoming with my name.
Always remembers your name,
like,
doesn't he?
He dives in with me. And like I think it's to get to you. Like it's almost it seems all very deliberate. Like
I remember he asked my name and I just said, don't worry about it.
Okay, don't worry.
If you're forgetting him 15 times, I go, oh, what's the point?
I don't want to have to do the 45.
That's so funny to say, don't worry about it.
Rumpelstiltskin.
When someone introduces themselves, don't worry about it.
I'll tell you what, I've never met anyone who's got a double letter hyphen and liked them. That's a bit of...
Has he got a double hyphen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a hyphenated turn.
Yeah, like a two-letter hyphen, you know?
A two-letter hyphen.
Like a PJ or a...
Oh, there's no hyphen... Oh,
what
yeah,
do you
okay.
call that? Like a brev.
There's a lot of words coming
a brev?
In.
I thought
an
it was like
abbreviated
a,
first name.
Yeah, like about a double letter abbreviate.
Yeah, like a oh, like an acronym-y kind
like
an, of.
Yeah, like an AA Adams. It's like, but I've known like a few PJs and they've always been scumbags.
Really?
So imagine
I've,
if
I've known a few PJs and they've always been pretty comfortable.
What's that, Peter James?
Pajamas?
That was yeah. I mean,
you got it? Okay, just
it was
to clarify.
Not funny at all.
Pajamas.
I feel like I'm on the project without a crowd. Like I'm waiting for someone to kind of acknowledge this.
It is. I just saw they were interviewing someone via Skype that wasn't me. And I'm like, oh, that's who I got.
Mate, check your phone.
Oh, you reckon they called?
That might be, yeah.
God, imagine if they FaceTime me. They're like, we need something. Tommy Little's bombing.
He's obviously having the world's coolest party. And they just turned the laptop around.
That's it.
Going off.
I didn't tell you about the petrol shitting before. I'm chatting a few petrol stations. And
is this in a spreadsheet?
That would be actually a really
7-Eleven.
In all seriousness,
that would be one of the things getting spread in there, mate.
That would be one of the most useful spreadsheets if you had data on like toilets.
There's a $1 million idea.
In like toilets.
Hang on.
Isn't that George from Seinfeld's idea?
Can we hear Jared explain what the $1 million idea is? Spreadsheet.
You know, like every petrol station you go to, you know how well they're keeping it clean. Because I've walked into a few and gone, fuck it.
I've done that as well.
I asked this question.
Just like no even
because it would have been a bad idea.
It'd
and
take
I love it.
Too much from me to do it. You know, like emotionally, and I just can't.
Absolutely,
I can't be.
Have you done the hover? I've done a hover in a service station.
So I'm big on the fucking, which is scandalous to say in this time, but ply around the fucking seat,
right?
Or in another time when you would never think about wasting toilet paper.
The decadent four ply days of I'll just use this to cover the seat and maybe wipe my brow with a bit more.
Can't touch your face anymore.
It's funny because when you with other items in life, like an expression, a way that you signify to people that you don't respect it is to say I wipe my ass with it. But this, it's legitimately what it's for. So you're like, yeah, I was wiping on my brow. How crazy. Do that, yeah. Really didn't respect toilet
doing
paper.
Origami, yeah.
Treating it with more respect than it deserves.
So you're in the servo. What service station?
So one in on Cleveland Street about a week ago.
Yep. So you grab an egg salad sandwich.
I wasn't
light
eating
up a ciggy,
in there.
Egg salad sandwich.
I'd eaten before, and this was you know the kind of the end of the cycle, if you will. And
oh my god, break it down a bit.
Well, I'm just saying eating was involved, but it just wasn't happening in that particular bathroom.
So earlier
at that time.
In the day, egg
oh
salad.
Yeah, I reckon I would have had. So there's usually three meals that I have a crack at during most days. The first one, we start with our breakfast, and should I
cereal? I've been privy to it a few times.
Do you eat for breakfast most days?
Cereal.
I mean,
cereal.
We're getting sidetracked. Egg salad, to be honest.
I'm always. Nearly on the truth.
Yeah, that's
like,
it,
like the
exactly.
spreadsheet, I was off. It was a podcast. It wasn't women, you know. There's egg salad somewhere.
That's it. It was just an hour before.
Okay, so you're in there, shitting. Yeah.
And basically, there was. Well, I go in and I'm pretty busting. Like, you don't go in if
you say
busting
when you need to shit. That's more like a peeing thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, sometimes you need to.
I hate that terminology for that.
You wouldn't bust. No, you've got to shit. You wouldn't say, I'm busting to shit.
Oh, I was just trying to not,
shit yourself.
Be too gross about it. But, like, yeah, I agree with you. I think it kind of gets across the same. Oh, yeah, I really needed to shit. And went in, there was no toilet paper in there because of the fucking toilet paper pandemic.
oh, issue.
Well, then they should just lock the toilet up.
No, people need to. People like me. No,
that's what
please.
You want to hear. And
what you would rather do if there's no toilet paper, you actually cannot shit.
No, well then this is what I had to do. I had to go up to the person at the front and be like, "Excuse me, I'm sorry, but can I get some toilet paper for the toilets?" And then she was like, "It was only kind of one like." Cubicle in there, like a disabled kind of one, and she was like, "Oh my god, this is the third time today I've had to like fill it up. People are stealing it, obviously." And yeah. So it's like that's a big issue with toilet paper being you know, so valuable. People are going into servers and stealing it. But then today, similar issue on the way here, didn't want to come here, you know, fully loaded and like do it in your bathroom.
Well, so you hadn't, you've never been here before, so it would have been a wild move to walk in the door and be like.
Do you know what?
Give me that toilet
and
to
And I've
shit
just
in.
Been staying at like my girlfriend's place a lot, like so I'm rarely at home. Like there's you're never comfortable enough.
Are you
to,
using
like,
up
really
there? Because they're two small girls.
Yeah,
they're on the fucking.
They would
final
be fine
days.
For toilet nah, paper, man. But you'd be, you should be bringing your own toilet paper.
They're fucked. They reckon they're down to
no,
one roll.
No, but it's just it. Separately to that. Like oh. You're never comfortable enough to be able to like go to the bathroom in this way. Like you need to kind of get that done elsewhere.
So you're not shitting there.
Oh, I will, but I won't be able to do it properly, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, I remember part of my phobia of shitting at other places was once at a girlfriend's house, share house, I shat.
Mm.
And as I came out, her housemate was just there waiting to go in. And it was horrible. Like, she just had to go. And she never really treated me the same ever since.
What? How could you signify that to her? I feel like you'd have to go... Oh,
I mean, go back in and say, "I'm so sorry about what happened before with the shit."
No, but like I would have tried to stop her going in there. I feel like I'd say, "Oh, I've got unfinished business."
In
actually.
Her own house, you're going to push this woman away and be like...
I don't think you have no. to push her. I feel like you have to just like pretend you forgot something in there and then close the door back up.
Run out, buy
and
a candle,
get the towels.
Come back.
Yeah.
light
you
the candle.
You need the candle.
Exactly.
You got to take a can of deodorant in or something. Like,
yeah.
I've got some nice
good
spray.
People will have
lemon
a spray,
spray
in there.
I've
anyway,
got a spray
point
in mine.
Is today, went to a petrol station... Again, on the way here, and
high hopes or low
I was in
hopes?
There for a while, but not ages, maybe like 3, 4, 5 minutes or something, and a knock, too long basically, and the person who ran the petrol station was like, "Oi, what are you doing in there?"
What?
And I'm like, "Oh,
what do you mean?
Sorry, like I'm it's busy," and they were like,
"Stealing.
Hurry up." I think someone was kind of waiting, but then also I think they're worried I'm in there like... doing crimes like stealing toilet paper. Like,
no, but
that's
just,
the premium that it's
wouldn't
at.
You just go, if you're going to steal it, you just go in, grab it, run off.
Totally.
Why would you lock yourself in for, I assume,
I mean,
what are
I
you in
know.
There for, 20,
I'm
25
just, like,
minutes?
Like putting it up my legs inside my jeans, like putting a new kind of outfit on in toilet paper
with
that
toilet
goes
paper. You're wrapping it around
my,
your body.
Exactly. Like a mummy.
Nine style.
Yeah. That's mummies were probably just trying to steal toilet paper back in the graph of the 4-ply to 1-ply.
Totally.
You know, that was just a time. Well, that was clearly a time of decadence with the toilet paper. My God, the mummy period.
What?
They were using it at funerals.
I think that was bandages, but yeah.
It would be such a like, if I die tomorrow, bury me with the toilet paper in this apartment. Do not give it out to
Don't
people.
Don't give it out.
Hang on.
Either of us, would either of us get in the will, you reckon?
Yeah, who else am I going to give any stuff to? Well, I have no one to give any stuff to.
Can I have a guitar?
Absolutely.
I cannot play it.
No, that's all right. You can have
I'm
it. You could
sell
hang it around. You could hang it around your house or something. I'm quite nice looking guitars. I think.
Yeah,
I think if you put like a thing on your wall, that would look lovely hung up.
Because the listener at home, we're at Sam Taunton's apartment. I'll tell you what's interesting about it. Have you been to the bathroom here?
Oh yeah.
So you got to walk.
Yeah, man.
So you got to walk through his bedroom to get to the bathroom, and he overlooks.
You can climb in the window as well.
Yeah, he overlooks a primary school, and then hanging on a tack is binoculars right under the window.
Oh, come on,
that's crazy.
He's looking at the little fellas.
They're not.
Taunton actually.
I'm hoping that they cancel this because I'm too close to a school.
He lives very close.
Like
to
you
a school.
Couldn't. I'm in the school. Baby.
Do you have to kick balls back to the
school? I do regularly. I go out the front of my apartment building, and there'll be like a Sharon, a Steeden, a soccer ball. And I just am kicking them back over. And then I just hear kids say, "Thanks, Sam." They don't say Sam, but like they're
oh
like, "Thank
God.
You for that."
He thinks they're friends with him.
But I know the gossip. Like they're so close. I've been staying home because of isolation or whatever.
Who does Susie lie?
Yeah, I know who's kissing who. They're running around. They just scream, kids. They're
kissing it in year five, whatever.
They're kissing, yeah.
You're showing them how.
Are you serious? They're kissing?
No, they're kissing. I was kissing in year five.
Fucking
wow.
Hell. That is
I was
really?
There were these twins, right? The Cook twins.
Oh, my God.
And then I think I was...
You got both in the
Then
mom.
One of their friends came up to me and was like, Emma wants to go out with you. And I'm like, I'm in, let's do it. But then they were identical. And so then I thought I was dating Alicia for a week. But I never spoke to them, but we were dating for a week.
Fuck, but you didn't know which one was which.
No, because then I was like, oh, it's time to kiss. And then I went to find her and I was like, I think we should kiss. And she's like, I'm Alicia, not Emma.
Oh,
yeah, brutal.
That's
yeah.
Rough.
And then Emma broke up with me.
Can't come back from that, yeah.
I mean, she was like, maybe, I hate to say this, but maybe that was the one that was your girlfriend and she just wasn't keen and she lied. That's a great way to get out of it if you're a twin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, God. That happened to me. I was dating the Steve-O's and I went to
totally.
I went to make out with Beach and he's like, you're with James. Yep, they're twins that we know.
Bit of twin humor.
How long? We should wrap this up. How
it's
long?
53, I reckon. Yeah. Push for the hour.
Oh no, we got more in us.
Well, you're talking like you're at the server.
You're talking like you've got another.
So what's another? Okay, here's a question for you. So walk into the servo. Need to use the bathroom. Get that done.
Yeah.
Now.
Have you bought anything?
No. So morally, I need to buy something from this place in order for them not to be mad at me, I think.
Do they sell toilet paper?
Not anymore.
Not that anymore. Would be a very beautiful cycle, wouldn't it? To go in, take a shit, come out, buy toilet paper, and then leave.
Then
like,
leave,
that
yeah.
guy.
That guy's an ass.
That guy's doing funny, it now. He's got plans.
You know how a lot
future.
Of people have their like, base their identity around an activity they do? It would be very funny if yours was just shitting.
I mean, it's a bit. It's a bit on the nose for me. I mean, sometimes it's on the feet. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm gonna allow that one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. But yeah, no, it's a bit too. I think for it to be your like thing, it's got to be a bit not true.
Right.
I think often people, whatever their thing is, it's not something they do heaps. They just do a bit more than usual. Whereas I think that would be a bit too true for me, and I'd be nervous about. Making it my own.
That's
identity.
All getting edited. That's getting edited out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I just think we just want you to be shitting heaps.
Oh no, I just don't. I would rather not. Have that be my reputation. Actually, anyone listening to this, please don't ever mention this quality of mine again. It's just I want it to be used for comedic effect only. But and then have it in your brain and maybe laugh a little bit, but don't. Then
repeat
say it,
it
to me, to anyone else, or me, or ever again. So, because I don't want this, I want my cake and I want to eat it too, basically. And then
sure.
I want to shit it out.
And then
I want you to enjoy it, but then never spread it.
Control.
But what do you have to buy at the petrol station? Is my question. Like how much?
What's is it a 7-Eleven?
Gum's a big one.
This is a.
I'm a big gum buyer.
But you think gum is worth using the bathroom?
I
would have bought the whole place if I shat there.
Right,
totally. Like, that's such a service they gave you. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's actually
you.
How Donald Trump started out. Real estate mogul.
Jeez, that project money must be good, huh?
Exactly.
You buy
every property you ever
like,
shit at.
It is such a fucking move to just go and shit in someone's toilet. You've got to even the... Well, I mean, if it was a 7-Eleven, I probably would just bought a coffee.
A coffee. Oh, get it started again. Go back in.
Well, I don't know.
And you're walking out, being like, "I'm going back in.
I'll be back."
I don't know if this is a bit across the line, and we can edit this out. But I used to have a mate, Luke, with bad IBS.
My mate, Matt Barnes. He did have IBS, I think.
Yeah, I think it's quite.
Can you get rid of it?
I think you maybe can control it with diet and blah, blah, blah.
But then 24 hours later, it's
he
bad.
Once did a shit. I was playing golf with Matt Barnes and we're on the 18th hole and he just couldn't hold
they can't.
He just shat, man, next to the 18th hole in the bushes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was wild.
Well, my mate Luke was wearing a beanie and we're walking down Oxford Street and he goes, I got to go. And I was like, oh, we're nearly at the bar. I think we're going to Shady Pines or something. Shout out to Shady Pines.
Yeah, it's a nice pub.
And then he just went like a fucking just shot down a street. Like 10 meters away and just went someone's doorstep, took a shit.
On the doorstep?
On the doorstep.
That's insane.
Like
he had a vendetta.
Because it was dark.
That's like, not a move like, you would take.
He's like, I can't wait. Like, it's got to go now. And then he went around, did it with the beanie on, wiped his butt with the beanie, came back without a beanie. And I was like, oh, this is very grim indeed.
That's so crazy. Bad. The beanie's gone.
Beanie's gone.
Yeah. I have a mate called Dave, and he's real healthy. He's fine.
Yeah, well, we can edit that out. But it's just so we're talking about shit, and we're only 3 minutes
from the hour.
From
no, as Tom said, we've got another hour.
Don't talk about wrapping it up now.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, and
you can't talk about podcasts you listen to on a podcast.
No, I'm just saying they did 2 hours 30. That seems
right.
Like
we get it. You listen to Rogan.
We all love Joe Rogan. Dude.
Alpha Brain, man.
Whatever.
Man. Kettlebells.
Who was I talking to? Someone. I was chatting to someone that actually just like they love Rogan now.
A guy who thinks the UFC is a podcast. I was watching a podcast.
Do you think this is Rogan? Dude?
This is this Rogan. I've made it now. This is what because that's what they say getting past in the world of stand-up comedy is now doing Rogan.
It's bigger than anything else for sure.
If you do Rogan, it means you're one of them.
Yeah, knighted. Yeah.
For sure. They all have like the big crews. People will tell me like, oh, have you listened to this podcast? It's like four down from Rogan. It's like his mate's mate's mate or something.
Yeah.
Like
Rogan's mate's mate.
Well, they just have like an entourage of like other people that are doing other podcasts and stuff. Basically, I think the UFC is a podcast. This podcast is intense.
Is the UFC still going ahead? You're into the UFC.
They're talking about like literally, I was listening to a UFC podcast today, and they're talking about either going to an Indian reservation in America because that's not governed by state authorities. Niche. Or
and having a beautiful meal.
Wrong Indian, both of you idiots.
Ordering a beautiful butter chicken.
All right, mate, come on.
You know the casino ground? So there's like... Fucking they own them.
Oh, I know. I was misinterpreting it for the humor.
Oh, I was trying to do a gag about a cult.
I guess you had to be queer to get that one. But that's
all right. Jesus Christ,
you've got to be queer to have been
instead
to
of being
Indian
here.
Restaurant.
There, do you want me to explain the joke?
Oh, gotcha. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. There's a lot of misinterpretation.
I don't think a joke has landed so far.
We need a crowd.
Yeah, some good stories. Fucking nothing else going on. But they're talking about that or a boat. They're going to send everyone out on the fucking boat.
Oh, like a casino.
Build an octagon
waters.
And then like, whoa.
That's actually a great idea.
I'd give anything to be on that boat.
Totally. So it's like everyone, you got to be clean to get on the boat.
And they could afford some testing.
Because not to talk about like this fight is so important. I don't know if you... But the Khabib, Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
It's been booked. This is the fifth time it's been booked. Four times it's been booked and both of them are pulled out like the day before with crazy... It's like God hates this fight. It's just every time it gets close. Now there's a pandemic across the fucking world.
Do you think this is why the Chinese ate the bat?
Well, I was listening to this other thing that was talking about Chinese people.
Should, like, solve it by getting Louis C.K. to fight in the UFC. Yeah.
I think it all does come back to Louis
C.K. He does.
CK,
he does box. Apparently he boxes.
Yeah, he does.
What do you mean he's
boxing?
Can
I just raise one problem with the cruise ship idea? I reckon like it's a pretty good idea. Test everyone. Get a bunch of fighters and all the refs and all the like commentators and stuff.
Mm.
Get them on the cruise and then get like 1,000 fans to get them in a bit of an
arena. Fans are out. Fans are definitely
out. Well, that's what problem. If you got 1,000 fans, you test them all, make sure it's all fine. I reckon there's going to be a few fights after the fight on that boat. That's all I'm saying.
It is, yeah.
I think the vibe on there could be pretty intense. Just a cruise ship with just all fans UFC fans after three fights.
The one in Brazil was an empty stadium.
I did, and I popped in. I don't really watch it, but I popped in. I try to watch it, but I'm trying to get into it more. It's kind of one of my goals in life at the moment. That one of my main goals is to watch a bit more of the UFC.
I've been trying to make it be less scared by it because when I started watching it, I found it quite intimidating, scary, quite intense, and now I can tolerate it. So I actually feel quite
You've
tough.
Grown.
It's good fun. Like the one we watched, we were just having beers and shit. It's
one
of my favorite.
I had a great afternoon.
That's
that
my
afternoon.
Swans, you know? Like you sit there and you have
football,
drinks and you fucking...
I mean, the football's scary. I watch football and I think, you know, people hurt themselves all the time in football.
Mm.
It's classic. I'm trying to argue it's as tough as the UFC. Yeah, buddy, you did an ankle last week.
I think AFL's as tough as UFC.
What do you think about this, bro? Because I thought this was a proverb, but it's actually a curse. This is an old Chinese curse. Mm. I've been misinterpreting.
What's the curse?
Hey, eat I don't bat, know at this time ends. Of the world. What makes you want to repeat an old Chinese curse?
Man, pretty, who knows what they know?
I'll tell you why.
Can I propose perhaps not saying the old Chinese curse?
I'm going to say
I want to hear it. I don't reckon it can get much worse than this.
Well, that's the I thought it was a proverb, it's a curse. Very different. So the curse is you say to someone, should you get to live in interesting times? Which sounds like a nice thing, but it's actually a very, very mean thing. And when you talk about
that's
like,
a curse and a proverb. That's beautiful.
I know, but
beautiful.
It's mostly curse. The more I thought about it, I was like, because I thought it was a proverb, and then I was listening to something today, and they go, no, it's a curse. It's like where you would say, I'd say to your family, you know, should you get to live in interesting times?
I mean, please don't.
So dude, no.
I would never say that. Yeah, I'm just saying that's what I'm and man. Then if you said that to me, I'd stand up and go, fucking, you know, if I was
that's how they used to fight back in like the 1600s, like Shakespeare's mates.
Oh, totally.
Like they're all just like saying that you're a fuckwit, but like in in more...
It'd be beautiful. The way
that's like
beautiful.
I'm at the wet market selling eel. You're next to me selling bat. And then you turn to me and go, should you get to live in interesting times? I'm like, fuck you. You can't. Like, throw your bats down your fucking throat and like, kick it off.
And that's how coronavirus started.
And that's how it started.
But do you think... interesting times just means, you know, there's a lot... Like, this is interesting.
But when he's talking about, like, he's... can't take a shit without someone banging on the door because he's stealing. They think he's stealing. Like, this is interesting.
Just to zip back into that story.
Yeah.
So you open the door and she's there being like, hurry up.
Oh, so no, the woman that gave me the toilet paper was the first one. And then the second one, when I got out, there was a guy waiting. And then the guy who worked there was like back behind the counter. And like, there wasn't any, no one was angry at me, but like, I think people were. There was concern that I was in there doing nefarious stuff. There was toilet paper just in there the second time.
I think you should, because you know how you've got to get the key a lot of times at cafes, and you should then, they should give you the roll of toilet paper as well.
Totally, it's attached to the key.
But it's also embarrassing. It's like even buying toilet paper is a bit embarrassing because people know what you're going to do. You're not buying it for any other reason than your asshole being covered in shit.
You see the brazen, like, just walking around the cart full of fucking...
Gross.
It's like nuts.
I don't like it. I don't want anyone to know I've ever shat. That's why you go to a country with some kind of
home system.
Well,
no one can legally
I love it.
Ever prove I have. Like, it's, I don't know if it's a fucking Catholic
guilt
thing.
Be an opportunity to.
Well, because I'll like, man, I'll leave a fucking tap running. Like, there's a lot of distractions. I might take, when we live together, I'd be like, I think there's a delivery for you. You should go out the front. Like, taps are running. There's always four or five distractions.
I think there's a delivery for you.
Totally.
Taking a shit. Like, I think there's some mail. I think I saw some mail hanging out of the mailbox. You better go check that.
And then bang, you quickly go in shit.
Go in shit. You know, leave the shower running maybe. I could be showering. You don't know.
He keeps trying to make it seem very complex, but he's only got two strategies. One is to pretend there's something out the front for me.
If maybe they both hadn't worked ever. Every time, I would have invented more.
How quick can you shit, though?
Quicker than you.
I feel like I know how we're going to end the podcast.
Well, we've spoken about shitting so much.
Yeah. I mean, we really
You know, it's the society we're in now. It's a big fucking issue.
I mean, it is actually a big issue. I've got one more story about me shitting at a petrol station.
Absolutely roll it.
Take us home.
Lean into it.
Wait, is there any wine left?
Maybe.
Probably.
Oh, no, there's none left.
Suck the bottle, you know you're gonna.
Okay, all right. No. Sorry.
It's all good. I went another time and was in there for... I think part of why you'd maybe go to a petrol station is because there's a bit of solitude. And there's often just one spot and, like, you're not going
to
be bothered.
What do you mean why you'd go to the...
Arguably petrol would be my
I mean, that
choice.
Would be the main thing. Maybe
no, I meant
some...
go to the bathroom at a petrol station as opposed to...
Well, no, you're doing
like
it because you have no other options.
Oh,
well, you could have... I mean, you could have just come here and chat.
Yeah. Totally. But if you're driving along...
Yeah,
like,
great.
Where,
doing the podcast, just go... What's that?
Well, it's it is a small apartment.
This is the grossest.
It is a small apartment.
Well, you're over... It's like an hour five. You edit this down.
No, this is a closing story. I don't think we'll edit anything out. Except that guy's name.
I've got a few things I said that'd be great if they weren't in there.
That guy's name is coming out, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I can't forget what I forget what I said that I was ashamed of, but I'm sure I'll remember.
Don't
that.
Be like all the shitting stuff. The whole podcast is gone.
Exactly. But no, it was just another thing where I was in there and then someone was very impatient waiting and knocked on the door, maybe after like I was in there for 2 minutes and I'm like, yep, someone in here, you know, classic. And
someone
then,
in here.
Yep, it's me, but I don't want to say
hello,
who it is, but like...
Beta male here.
Oh, what do you say? Jared McGill, taking a shit.
You should do that. You should give your name and address.
Exactly. Yeah, I've done it on many podcasts.
Instead of hello, Tom Cashman. Hello, Tom Cashman speaking. It's hello, Tom Cashman shitting.
No. Instead of squeaking at the fucking door, I'd be like, have someone in here.
But that's usually what... The knock is, the first knock is like clarificatory. It's like
no, but
clarifying
should,
whether someone's in there.
You should switch it because for some reason when you're shitting, you feel like you have no power. Mm. You should switch it so if someone knocks on the door, be like, oi, fuck off. Because they're the ones in the wrong.
Put them in
that's
the back
exactly
foot.
Where the story's going. But that is...
Sorry, I've preempted the story.
That's all good. But I think you're right. Like you have like
more power
domain over the prime real estate.
No
one
wants
like,
to come
you
in.
You wish you were in here, dude. I'm fucking rolling in here. There's a lock as well. I'm going to do my fucking taxes. I've got an egg salad.
I would say that lock.
I'm going to spend
that lock, much like society, you know, just takes one big kick
Oh, the lock revolution.
It all falls apart.
The fabric of society.
As someone who works as a carpenter putting those locks on, one big kick and it
everything comes down pretty quickly.
And everything comes down for you.
This petrol station, it wasn't a particularly sturdy door, but still, you can get confident in there.
Was it the petrol station near my house?
No, this one was the one near where we used to live, which is in Clovelly. It was the one on Clovelly Road.
Oh.
I was in there.
Really? Near the dog.
Popped in there.
That guy's got that weird car washing business.
Yeah, no, I think it was that one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like,
shout out to that guy.
Particularly... This is what Jared does every time there's a guy mentioned on a podcast. Hey, shout out to that guy.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
You
need
your car
washed.
You know where to go now. Yeah.
That's a nice old school petrol station.
Oh, it's very old. It was, and it was rough in there. But anyway, knock. And I'm like, someone in here. And then another knock. And then I'm like... Yeah, someone in here. Like maybe that was like a minute after.
Like getting
so now
angry.
The beta male thing is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, the first one you squeak, and then the second one you're raw.
And then the third one, he goes like boom, 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 hurry up.
Hurry up.
Yeah, and then, but that's affecting my ability to fit, because, you know.
You got
to
say, well, now I'm going to take longer.
Well,
Let's say hurry up.
It's like, you don't know what I ate. I can't control. You can't really control how quick you shit. You can control how quick you wipe.
And the more stress you're under, the less likely you are going to be able to like follow through. So you're actually like ruining it for both of us here. So just like back off and like have some, you know, respect for the process. I don't know. It's like
it's the craft.
Tom's yelling. He goes, I'm an artist.
Exactly. I'm painting a picture in here. I'm painting the fucking walls.
Probably thought you were graphing.
Totally, yeah, and I'm doing stats, I'm getting data, and I'm...
deep in Reddit.
Exactly. I'm dropping deuces, and I'm writing ones and twos. Oh, dear. Point is...
That's getting edited out.
He goes, hurry up, and then I'm like, fuck off, and then he's like, fuck you. And I'm like, fuck you, man. Just fuck off.
So this
off.
Is through the door.
Through the door.
You go, fuck you, man, fuck off. That's what you said.
Like, fuck you. Like, it's just yelling. And because he's right there, it's just like a weird and like.
But your pants are down.
Yeah, and I'm. But then, of course, after that, I can't do it anymore. Like I'm all tense.
That's as far as you can go.
That's I'm done. But then I don't want to. I can't leave right now. So I'm just like sitting there fuming, and he's sitting there fuming.
What does a guy like you do once you say
a guy like
fuck
you
to someone that you haven't seen on the back side of the door? Like, what does a guy like you?
It's actually like a surprise move. That should be a new game show. You have to be aggressive to someone, and then you have to open the door and see what they look like.
See what this guy
because in my head, I'm like, fuck. I'd be thinking, I hope this isn't a staunch cunt that's gonna like
absolutely wipe you.
Put my head straight down the fucking
exactly. The main bullying tool, the most famous bullying tool, is right here as well. The toilet,
because it's safe just
to put my head in.
Oh, like, that's so humiliating to get your head flush in your own
that's
shit.
It.
any
just as I come out,
any bite you take is more than you can chew. In that situation.
That's how skinny I am. Every little nibble I've ever had has been more than I can chew.
And just say fuck you, someone you haven't even seen is just like, I wouldn't do that shit.
This guy's so skinny, he's just gumming it.
So what does he look like then?
So I got out there, and then he was like an older guy, which I think I could hear in his voice.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, like 50 or something, but just not.
I'd be ramping myself. I got to punch his look.
But eastern suburbs, so a sense of privilege, like I deserve the toilet.
Oh nah, he was a. I mean, it wasn't the poshest guy in the world banging on the toilet, being like, oh, yeah, fuck
who is
up.
This fucking investment banker?
Yeah.
He was working on someone's house. He wasn't living in a house over there.
I don't think he owned property in the area. No offense to the guy banging on the most rundown servo.
I'm going to get back to Blacktown.
I need to shit before I get caught in traffic.
The M4 is hectic right now.
I think he was running late, but maybe not to a fancy office in the CBD. But then it was a bit of like a just, I mean, we didn't really say anything after I left. I just looked at him like, ooh, and then he was like, ooh. But then like, it's just, it was a weird fight because he knows I've just chat, and then I know that he's
shorter than you, taller than you.
Shorter, yeah. But like, no physical, no physical fight afterwards. But it can get intense in there. That's my point.
Fucking A.
All right, well, that'll do.
Yeah. Fuck, that will do.
You're the guest, Jared, so thanks, mate.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. Listen just to the mug coming. Off. It's the best. Way better than this shit.
give it a minute.
You don't know, mate. You don't know how good this will get.
Oh, it could get pretty
This will get good. Once we get... So we've just... The tip of the iceberg is shitting.
Exactly.
Think about how good this could be.
Soon this is going to become a podcast about politics. And
yeah,
all that,
we should have talked politics. I've got some fucking opinions. I'll tell you.
You don't
about.
Want me there for that. I don't know anything.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you've read the blurb of a few back. Books, mate. Don't beat yourself up.
No. The good stuff. The good stuff.